lift our hands become this morning. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So let's look in Chronicles this morning while we're in this meditation for a few minutes. Glory to whatever this morning in Christian meditation. And always thank God for the Word of God. Look in Second Book of Chronicles. And today's a very short message. It's one that you've read many times and one you've seen. And I pray the Lord bless you in it. I just want to look at that. And in Matthew, he says in the Word of Matthew, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I think that's in Matthew, 6 and 38, or one of those?
33.
6 and what?
33, I think.
Yeah, 6 and 33, you're right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. And he's just going to tell them all the things in life that one needs, and we're very familiar with that. And then in one of my favorite ones, Colossians, where he says to them, seek those things that are above.
Yes.
But I like the one in Matthew that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. In other words, get in his righteousness, get in God. And so when I read in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and about verse number 10, verse 10, and this might be quite for the asking. In verse 10, and God, now give me now, Solomon says this, I'll start in 9. Now the Lord God, let thy promise unto David thy father be established. Thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. And the promise to David is that they would have a kingdom forever. Mm-hmm. And in other words, Solomon is saying, the thing that you promised David and have a kingdom forever and sending your son. Always remember when you look when the Bible is written with Moses and Isaiah, for one is writing in Chronicles, and they talk about the promises of Abraham, the promises of David. That's like if in computers, and we look at computers. I don't know what they call them now. I guess they call them, it's more so applications they call them now. We used to call them that a long time ago when I started to do batch files. Mm-hmm. And it meant that if you call up one file, it has this huge amount of things, array of things for them to do. Mm-hmm. And today, like I said, we have apps and we have various other things. But when you hit one button, then it tells the computer to do a whole lot of different things. It's like you don't have to stroke in. As a matter of fact, I go so far back until we used to write lines of code for each other. Individual thing. Then we put them in a batch file and tell it to go and do whatever. But every time you read the promise of Abraham and the promise of David, you have to load this large file in that says, you know, that goes into this whole block that says in that Christ is going to come through their lineage, mm-hmm. going to be a savior, going to be a deliverer, going to have everlasting life, God's going to bless. All these things come in this one file when you say, remember, you know, keep that word, lead me in the promise that you led David. All these things are in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Or that I might have the blessings that Abraham had, the giving of the Holy Spirit. All these blessings are in there.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't write down every time, every time he mentions the promise to David. He doesn't write down, you know, you promised David you do this. It's kind of like, you know, it's all the things that if you read in Deuteronomy, which is a good book for a summary of the blessings of God, you're going to read it, and then Moses recounts to them on the day that he's going to die. He takes his time, and the whole book of Deuteronomy he's written in this one sermon, and he's saying to them, hey, I'm getting ready to go, remember all these things that God told you he was going to do, is going to do, and so forth and so on. This is his exit, you know, this is his last, you know, sermon to them. And all these things included, houses full of good, wells full of water, vineyards planted, and I'll take care of your enemies, and I'll do this, and I'll do this, and I'll do all these things. Each time we talk about the promise of David, the main promise of David is that Christ is going to come. God is going to send a deliverer. He's going to send a savior. So Solomon, now, O Lord, let thy promise to David, my father, be established. In other words, use me to carry out your will. Use me to carry on what you would have, what you've given to do. Remember, the plan of God, God's plans are not, you're not going to change God's plans. His overall plan. You can affect God's plan in your individual life. That you can do.
Yeah.
But as God's plan as a whole, you're not going to change that. He's going to end up with people who are going to serve him throughout all eternity, whether you want them or not.
Yes.
You're not gonna move that one bit. Therein is what Satan really seeks to do. He wants to alter not my plans, God's plans.
Yeah.
And that he cannot do.
Yeah, that's right.
He may, if one drops out, God
put another one in.
Israel would preach the gospel throughout the world, so we're preaching. So he says in this, "But thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude." In other words, he says this huge amount of people. Anybody who's going to be over a church or be over anything, you're going to need God if your church is going to do anything. Except the Lord build the house, the laborers work, the laborers labor, but in vain.
Yes.
In building the house that is God's, unless God is in it, then it isn't worth anything.
Yes.
Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I might go out and come in before this people.
Yeah.
Who can judge this people, judge our people that are so great? In other words, he says, what I need you to do is, since you've called me into this, I need you to help me carry out your plan. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because your plan is the promise that you made to David. I'm not asking you to make me a great king. I'm not asking you to do any of those things. I want you to help me carry out your plan. I want you to help me carry through what you've given me to do according to your will and your plan.
Yes.
You made this promise today that you said what he was supposed to do and how it was supposed to go, that Christ will come in his lineage and all these things. Now I need you to help me so that, I don't interfere with that, and so that it works out, so that your will is done. Thy will be done in heaven as in earth as in heaven. And so God says to him, and God says to Solomon, because this was thine heart, not just a good speech. This is how you really feel. Not just a good speech to get you elected.
Yeah.
This is how you really feel, because this is your heart.
Yes.
I can tell this is where you really are. Yeah. Do you see how the world can change even the best of hearts?
Yes.
I mean, Solomon is in here. At this time, I mean, he's in God.
God, yes.
And his heart is right. And when he has this, I mean, he means it with all his heart. This is really what he wants to do.
Yes.
Before, as I said, in Christian education, we studied this before, he's influenced by the world, by something in the world. And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor life, nor the life of thine enemies. Neither hast thou asked long life, but thou hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted thee. Now, I want to go back to this verse. God says to Solomon, because this was what you really, really wanted, not just what you told me you wanted, but what you really wanted. He says, you haven't asked me for money. You'd rather have what you'd rather me lead you and guide you than have money. Mm. You want to have my plan rather than having money.
Yeah.
This is how you really feel about it. Didn't say you didn't want money, but you didn't ask me for it. What you really want is my plan. He says you haven't asked me for riches, for wealth.
Honor.
You haven't asked me for honor. In other words, you're not asking me to make you famous.
Come on now.
Are you not asking me to get you a Nobel Prize? You aren't asking me to do any of those. You aren't asking me to lift you up, set you over people. You're not like the over people.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't asked me to give you honor. You haven't asked me any of those things. You haven't asked me, nor the life of my enemy. You haven't asked me to go out and avenge me of my adversary, kill everybody I don't like, everybody who don't like me,
come on,
get rid of me. He says, you got some enemies. You haven't even asked me to do that.
Go ahead.
He says that you doing according to my will is greater than me avenging you, because all such vengeance is personal.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, you know, if you know, when it really comes down to it, you always feel like you need to defend yourself and everybody is against you. That's personal.
Yeah.
And you have your you're at the center of it. That's the reason why you need to let it go.
Let it
go. You haven't asked me for money, you haven't asked me for fame and honor, and you haven't asked me to get rid of your enemies. He says, neither yet have you asked me, you haven't even asked me for you to live a long time.
Yeah.
He says, it is more important to you that you do my will than it is that you live a long time.
Yeah.
You're saying to me that you rather than what you really want to do, since you're in this position and you're in my plan, you want to be able to carry out my plan.
Yeah.
This is where you need to be.
Yeah.
He says, and since this is your mindset, he says, but you just asked for how to carry out my plan, ask for wisdom and knowledge, that you can judge my people faithfully, that you can be right over my people whom I made thee king. He says, wisdom and knowledge. He says, I give you the wisdom and knowledge. He said, I can do that. He says, but I'll also give you riches.
Yeah.
Because I know that your riches don't come before you having wisdom and knowledge to govern my people. He says, and I'll also, what does he say? And I'll also give you wealth. And I'll also give you honor. Because I know that it won't stand in front of you making the right decisions so that you govern my people. He says, and such as none of the kings have there been kings that have been before thee, neither shall thou any after thee. And the like. He says, I'm going to get you to a point where, he says, I'm going to give you more wisdom. I'm going to give you more leadership, more ability than I've given anybody before you, anybody after you.
Yes, that's what he's saying. Yep.
He says, because what you really want to do is you want to lead God and my people.
Yeah.
You want to be a part of my plan. If you want God to really bless you, let the first thing in your mind, set your affections on things that are on above. Let the first thing you make up in your mind is, Lord, I want to be in your plan. I need a job, but I want to be in your plan. I need money, but I want to be in your plan. And I really want to make sure that whatever I'm doing, I'm always in the will of God.
Yes.
And then God can bless you because he knows that none of these things are going to move you.
That's right.
Yes.
And they're not going to change you, and you're going to be a part of it. And Solomon says to him when he asked him, and the point is, you just can't make a speech to God. You got to make it.
He knows the heart. Yes.
You just can't, you just we say it all the time, well, you know, speak it. But the Holy Ghost is sitting there searching the heart, and when you make God a vow, you've got to mean it.
Yeah.
And God looks to see if this is really how you feel about him, and he counts all the things. And oh, if Solomon, I wonder, did he ever go back and remember what he asked God to do? And how, you know, sometimes we need to go back and remember when our hearts were pure. We need to go back to the time we were first saved, and the only thing we wanted was Jesus, Jesus, and more Jesus. The only thing we really loved was Jesus, Jesus, and more Jesus. And the only thing we loved more than Jesus was Jesus. We need to get back to the point where we, you know, where the joy was there and just being in God. And yes, we had jobs. We weren't asking God to help us on. We weren't asking God to help us on our job. We just loved God. We were looking where, but we just loved God. We were willing, and we showed up, and the thing on our mind and the joy and the happiness had because we were doing the will of God. We were moving in God. It was later that the world crept in on our worship and on our praise and got us so that now we're not just worshiping God, but we have burdens in our walk in God.
Yeah.
And things become hard and difficult in our walk in God. We need to get back. We need to get the heart back that we had when we first started.
Amen.
I just want to know how to do the will of God. Solomon says to God, he says, I just want to know from you how to do the will of God. I could ask you for a lot of things, and I probably will ask you for a lot of things between now and the time I die. But the one thing I've got to have is you got to lead me and guide me so that I can do your will. I got to make sure that no matter when I have the riches, I'm doing your will. When I have the honor, I'm doing your will. When I see my enemies fall by the wayside, I'm doing your will. I won't get exalted over saying, hey, look, I got the power. I can slay you just by speaking. God will slay you in my place. No, he had to have the wisdom.
Yeah.
And he had to have the knowledge to lead and guide the people of God. It wasn't as simple as just saddling all this on. He had to have it for the right purposes. And God saw that his purpose was right, and God gave it to him. Yeah. He said, not only that, but since this is why you want wisdom, since the number one thing, the priority in your life,
yeah,
is doing my will, is leading my people that I've set you over, since that's your priority, I don't mind if you have money. You should have money. Right. I don't mind if you have honor. You should have some honor. I don't mind taking care of your enemies. I'll do that for you. Because you're doing my will.
Yes, yeah.
That's the priority.
Yes, that's the priority. Yes.
You've made up your mind that you're going to carry out my plan that I promised David.
Yes.
It's not just that you're David's son, but you're carrying out my plan.
Yes.
And I promised David.
David.
It's not about you being, you know, an heir to the throne or he says you're all that. But that's not the reason. It's because you're going to carry out my plan. He never says to Solomon, I'm going to bless you because you're David's son.
Right. Yeah.
Not in this one. Later on, some of the other kings, he tells me, he says, you know, if you do what David did, I'll bless you. Whatever. He didn't say it to Solomon. He said to Solomon, simply because you told me that what I need done is more important to you than anything else.
Yes.
So that if we want to call it granted a wish, so that if you can have any wish granted, the thing that you want more than anything else is you want the wisdom and knowledge of how to do my will.
Amen.
The wisdom and knowledge of how to be over my people.
Yeah.
How to, don't you realize? God's people, God's church.
Yes.
These are the saints of God.
Yes.
These people are the people that belong to God.
Yes.
He says to Solomon, since the number one thing on your mind, out of all the things you could have asked, because God has people praying for money all the time, still does.
Yep.
I'm one of them. God, you know, I've never prayed for honor, but I sure have prayed for money. I don't worry about the honor part. And not greedy over money, it's just that I need it.
Yes.
He says that since you haven't paid for me to get rid of your enemies, I have. I prayed that too. Still do pray until the Holy Ghost comes in and says to me, no, you don't want to kill, you want to save.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, Lord.
Oh,
but Solomon says off the very beginning, he says, no, Lord, that's not where my heart is, everybody's standing. That's not what I really need. He said, I am, as you read in Kings, he says, when it really comes down to doing the will of God, he says, I'm like a child. He says, I don't even know where to start.
Yes.
And he says, in order for me to do what you need done, he says, I, of all these other things, I'm not worried about it in them. I just want to know how to do your will.
Yeah.
You know what we need to want to know? How to do the will of God. And then when God leads us and guides us so that we know how to do the will of God, you know what we need to do? We need to do it.
Yes.
And as Peter says, men are to obey God.
Yes.
Praise his holy name. Father, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your great grace wherewith you have saved us and delivered us and kept us, Lord. Given unto us, Lord, your many blessings, your great way, Lord, your forgiveness, Lord. And Lord, we glorify your name. And Lord, today, Lord, we ask you, Lord, lead us and guide us. Show us how to obey God. Lord, show us how to do your will. Lord, above all else, there is nothing more that we will do in the earth that is greater than obeying God. Lord, there is nothing else that we need do more than to do the will of God. Lord, we want to be in your will. We want your will in our lives. Lord, we want to worship thee, O God, according to your will. Lord, we ask you to lead us and guide us and show us how to go in such a way, Lord, that we'll be pleasing unto you in all ways, O Lord. And Lord, above all else, Lord, that we'll always be your servant and we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, bless us. Lord, and in the way, Lord, heal us and deliver us, Lord, what things we have need of, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will do. Lord, where we lack in finances or where we lack in health or whatever we lack, Lord, we pray, Lord, you give us all sufficiency in every way. Because, Lord, you're a good God. These things we have, Lord, we ask in the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, lead us and guide us. Because of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, Lord, do unto us, Lord, all the things in the Word of God that you said you would do to those who obey you. Lord, to those who walk upright before thee, O God. Lord, lead us and guide us and show us how to walk upright. And, Lord, when we're not walking upright, Lord, let us know. Lord, turn us in the right direction, O God. Lord, that we may always serve Thee, Lord. Be pleasing in Thy sight, O Lord. And glorify Your name. And Lord, when You've done these things, we'll give You all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the people say, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Thank God.